morning, everyone. This is Catechism 2021, and it is the 29th Lord's Day. And today, we begin the section on the Lord's Supper, lessons 29 through 32. I'll pray for us. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for the provision that you made for us through Jesus Christ, his righteous life, providing for us a righteousness we could never attain to on our own, his sacrificial death, receiving the judgment that we deserve for our sins, so that we could go free. And thank you. We praise you for the glory and the power of his resurrection, giving us the hope of eternal life, and the spirit he's given us, giving us new life. Father, we thank you. We ask that you bless us through these devotions this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the Lord's Supper, lessons 29 through 32. First of all, 29th Lord's Day begins with question 80. See, that's a long answer there, but we'll get through it. How does the Lord's Supper remind and assure you that you share in Christ's one sacrifice on the cross and in all his gifts? Now, before we answer, just take note that that is the purpose of the Lord's Supper, to remind you, to assure you, that you do share in Christ's one sacrifice on the cross and in all his gifts. That means the blessings that are found in him. In this way, Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat this broken bread and to drink this cup. With this command, he gave the promise, first, as surely as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup given to me, so surely his body was offered and broken for me and his blood poured out for me on the cross. So, it's a symbol that speaks the gospel to you. Very, very simple. I know that's a long sentence and maybe more wordy than what a going over it quickly can help you. But if you hit the pause button on this video and just meditate on that sentence, saying you see this symbol and what's happening, the breaking of this bread, this cup given to you, is to show you that Christ was offered for you. His blood was poured out for you. So it's very simple. It's a gospel preaching symbol. Second, as surely as I receive from the hand of the one who serves and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord given to me as sure signs of Christ's body and blood, another big sentence here, so also Christ surely nourishes and refreshes my soul for eternal life with his crucified body and poured out blood. So, there's a first, and there's a second. And the difference between the two, and they're related, but the difference is really, really, really simple. The first is the, just what the bread and cup symbolize. Alright? The second is the fact that you receive the bread and the cup. Alright? You eat the bread. You drink the cup. And this is showing that Christ surely nourishes and refreshes your soul for eternal life with his crucified body and poured out blood. So it's not just the breaking of the bread, and it's not just the cup that is the Lord's Supper. That's the symbols. But it's also the receiving. That's the Lord's Supper. It's not just the Lord's things, not just the Lord's food and drink, it's the Lord's Supper. You're feasting, you're receiving, you're being nourished by and being refreshed by Christ. Now, the Lord's Supper is the body, but that symbolizes the soul being nourished by Christ. So hopefully that makes sense. There's two elements, or two aspects, right? There are two elements, the bread and the fruit of the vine. But what I'm wanting to point out here is the two aspects of the Lord's Supper. There's two components. The actual elements themselves, but then you receiving these elements with the church together. All right, let's go on to question 81. And hopefully that's helpful. The Lord's Supper is not supposed to be a complex, it's not supposed to be a complex, showy, religious thing. It's supposed to be simple. It's a very, very simple thing. Symbols that preach the gospel to us and show us how we have received Christ and need to receive Christ to receive His blessings. So it's supposed to be very, very, very simple. What does it mean to eat the crucified body of Christ and to drink His poured out blood? It means to accept with a believing heart the entire suffering and death of Christ, and by believing to receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life. But it means more. Through the Holy Spirit, who lives both in Christ and in us, we are united more and more to Christ's blessed body. It's a way of saying we grow in Christ. We actually do grow in our relationship with Christ. We come to love Him more. We come to understand the gospel more. We grow in holiness more. We actually do grow. Spiritual growth is a real thing, and that does not happen in isolation from Christ, but it happens by seeking Him and worshiping and sharing in the Lord's Supper. And so also, He is in heaven and we are on earth. We are the flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. We really have been united to Christ. It's a spiritual reality. We really can grow in our relationship with Him and our union with Him. And we forever live on and are governed by one Spirit as members of our body are by one soul. So the Lord's Supper is something that Christ uses to nourish His body, the church, the body of believers. He uses to grow us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to purify us, to remind us of the gospel. Of course, that makes sense because the gospel is the heart of all spiritual growth. And so if the Lord's Supper is preaching the gospel, it'll be unto spiritual growth. Question 82. Where does Christ promise to nourish and refresh believers with His body and blood, as surely as they eat this broken bread and drink this cup? In the institution of the Lord's Supper, the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after the supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." This promise is repeated by Paul in these words. "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there's one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we are all partake of the one loaf." And then we just have left our memory verse. John 6:35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to Me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in Me shall never thirst." Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Jesus, for the gift of eternal life found in Him. And we thank You for the Lord's Supper, where weekly You show us the blessings that are found in Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith. That'll be week 29, and we'll see you next week for the 30th Lord's Day. God bless you.